Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the Extreme Housewives crossover event, the kidnapping of Lady Gaga's dogs, which YouTubers are having babies and getting married, and how Mr. Potato Head is the new Mr. Peanut. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, Corey. Morning, Glory.
Is it a good morning? Is it?
To me, it is.
Can you prove it to me? I've yet to see a lot of the world. I've yet to leave my home.
You know,
I'm not sold on it being a good day just yet.
Well, baby, the day is what you make of it.
Honey, I barely even made my bed.
And there you have it. Hey,
but I did. I made it.
I'm getting into making my bed.
You used to not?
I never did. But I feel like a made bed crouton is less likely to... you're right. I should have put him somewhere where he can't be jumping around. He's already... Hold on. You talk. And I'm putting him away. Come here, you.
What's he... I told you, y'all, when we were getting ready to record, Crouton was being a naughty baby in the background, and I thought, this isn't going to bode well for a 30-minute podcast episode with naughty baby in the corner.
Well, naughty baby is put away. I put baby in the corner, so we're good to go. 30 minutes on the clock. You know what's up.
He is a little time out. And you didn't even have to count. You didn't even have to one.
Somebody told us the name of what that is, I think, on the Discord. I think it's like there's a term for that like the recipient of the counting down starts to recognize how much they can get away with something. It's like somebody's blank level. Like their blank level is they'll ask you to shush 10 times before you get in trouble or something. I forget what it's called.
Refractory period.
Oh my God. Is that a real thing? Is that it? I don't know.
No, that's not it.
Anyway, before we begin, I have a few housekeeping items.
Are you going to finish your crouton bed story? We're all on the edge of our seats.
I find that he's less bonkers when I make the bed.
That's wild. Well,
if the bed is unmade, he thinks it's like it's part of his zoomie land, you know?
Yeah, when the dogs get their zoomies.
He thinks it's available for zoomies. So, but when the bed is made, he's less likely to zoom on it.
Well, I read this article that said if you make your bed in the morning, you're less likely to get back into it yourself. So maybe that applies to zoomie little pups too.
Never in my life have I gotten back into bed. If I'm up, I'm up.
You don't like... get up, go make some oatmeal, get a glass of water, come back, eat your oatmeal in your bed while you browse the internet.
Nope.
Keep your little tootsies warm for a little bit longer.
Nope.
Oh, that's nice to do sometimes.
No, if I, like this morning, the dog was like, okay, we're going out at 6:30 a.m. So we were up and that was it. And then we made coffee and we sat on the couch and browsed the internet a little bit. And now I'm starting my day.
I wish he had like a little slide out your front door or something fun.
Oh, that would be cute. That would be cute. I would love that. It's not too late.
What were your housekeeping issues?
Okay, so.
Oh, a big huff.
Well, no. It's just I want to make sure that I say the things that we need to say for our Patreon housekeeping things.
Number one,
all cycle babies. First of all, we have a Patreon and patreon.com/psychobabble. If you'd like to join, you can. There's different tiers. Number one, there's Chatty Cathy's. And for the Chatty Cathy's out there, you should know there is a new bonus episode of the podcast for all of our Chatty Cathy's. That's the entry level tier for our Patreon. And the bonus episode is all about self-love, which it's some... actual self emotional love, but then also I think we spent half the episode talking about jerking it. So,
did we?
Well, I didn't. You did.
Oh, honey.
The title of the episode is Don't Rub It Raw. Who did that?
And you know who said that 16 times?
Oh, was it me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, and then the second update, the housekeeping item for our Patreon people is Cycle Babies, which is the next tier up.
You've got this all backwards, hud. You've made two mistakes already.
Have I really? Oh, yeah, wait, Cycle Babies. Cycle Babies, you should know that all of our ad-free episodes go up the day before these episodes go live.
There you go.
That's what you need to know. And if you want to listen to the podcast early and ad-free, just go to our Patreon. And then the Chatty Cathy's second level bonus episode is now live. And then final update, Gassy Gutsy Girls. We had our February, the coven get together.
Gathering.
We have a monthly video live stream hangout for our Gassy Gussy Girls tier. And it was a success. We played some Quiplash. We told some juicy gossip.
Some truly never before told stories. Huh?
We dabbled in some arson and fun was had. And we had an update for all of our exclusive merch for the Patreon. So if you are thinking about joining the Patreon, those are some updates that might give you hints and hints as to what could come if you join. But all of our listeners, thank you for being here, regardless of if you're in the Patreon or not. I think that's it. Anything else? Housekeeping items? Corey, cool.
I didn't know we were keeping house. I didn't bring any housekeeping notes.
Well, it's a new section in my notes because I feel like I forget to do updates for people about what's going on. Because I'm like, people should know if there's a bonus episode available. I would like to tell the people.
That's very smart. Very good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was just going to say thank you to everyone who's joined so far because I have a blast and I love like getting on the Discord and chatting in the different channels. And yes, no matter what level you're in, I appreciate you. Thank you. That's all.
It's my go-to for all Drag Race discussion. So I appreciate it.
I know it's nice to kind of pop in and look and see what the people are saying.
And Animal Crossing nowadays.
Oh, you're telling me.
Anyway, Corey, what's new? What's popping? Happy Monday.
Well, I brought some things to talk about.
Go on.
Now, now that Valentine's Day is over and we're going into the next big holiday, you know.
St. Patty's.
No, oh, I skipped. I was going to say Easter.
St. Patty's, the day I lost my virginity.
I was going to say Easter.
Easter is in no way on my radar.
Really? It's about a month out now. What'd you give up for Lent?
It doesn't have a date. Like, how do you remember when Easter is?
Well, it's 40 days from when Christ has risen.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't do Lent, my dear. I didn't do it. Can you believe? Did you give anything up?
No, I said my dad gave up Facebook for Lent, and no one's happier than I am.
I don't do Lent.
Well, but do you do lentils?
I do. I find lentils to be a supreme legume.
Whenever people
are
say
lentils a legume?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Sure. Okay, thanks.
When people say supreme, it makes me think of tacos because
yeah,
that's how I like my tacos.
I get that.
Anyways, are you familiar with one of the most iconic Easter candies that there's ever been?
Peeps.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, you're on the right track, but not quite there.
This feels like an episode of Family Feud, and Peeps was an answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
I'm going to have to go with jelly beans.
No, bad
also
answer.
Also a good answer. Good answer.
Bad answer.
Is it Cadbury eggs?
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
I actually think I could do a good episode of Family Feud.
Based on Easter candy?
Weren't we at some point trying to get on Family Feud? Me, you, Grace, Hannah, Mamrie?
I think they were reaching out to y'all, but who dropped the ball there?
Yeah, I didn't drop the ball.
Call Steve. Is that his name?
Steve
who hosts it now. Steve hosts it.
Oh my God. Remember Steve Harvey putting out that statement of like, do not approach me in the hallways. Do not come to my dressing room. People are ambushing me, blah, blah, blah.
Who
blah,
does that?
Like his staff. It was a memo to his staff. Like, If you want to talk to me, set up a meeting. Do not ambush me in the hallway. Do not ask me for photos, for your favor, for your whatever the hell. Do not.
Why is setting boundaries a bad thing? I loved it.
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I loved it. I was looking back at it the other day. I reread the memo and I thought, good for Steve Harvey.
And you typed it up yourself and tweeted it?
Yes.
You told Crouton.
It was a memo. It was a memo I sent to only you during the slumber party tour.
You sent it to me, Lisa, and Nathan.
Do not approach me in the slumber party tour.
I don't want to hear it, hon.
Why were we talking about Family Feud?
Because you were playing Jelly Bean Candy Isle or whatever.
Okay, what about a Cadbury egg?
Anyway, so there was a new Cadbury egg commercial. And it's all like, oh, it's Cadbury season. Here's the different things you can do with your Cadbury eggs. And at the very end, you're familiar with like how a Cadbury cream egg is, right?
Oh, it's creamy inside, right? It's just like oozy, goozy.
Well, two men break open the Cadbury cream egg and are kissing with the cream.
It be like that.
In the commercial.
So what? This is Jesus's birthday. How else do you want me to celebrate?
Well, all the homophobes were very upset about it because they were saying it's, they said they were snowballing with the Cadbury cream egg.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And I said, how are you gonna come for the commercial? But you know what snowballing is?
Well, who doesn't, baby?
Do the straights snowball?
The straights are really getting into the things. They've been rimming.
They love poppers now.
I'm getting an incoming FaceTime video. I need to decline. That was
how are you getting a FaceTime video when you're already on FaceTime with me?
Well, but the people. I'm recording a podcast.
Why do you need a hairbrush? You don't have any hair.
What do you mean?
It's a VeggieTales quote.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of VeggieTales, they taught me everything I need to know about Easter.
Did they?
Jesus is risen. Well, VeggieTales did, and the Rugrats with their Passover episode. You know about that? That changed my life.
Reptar?
I'm sorry. Did you lose your voice while you were saying that? Are you still
Reptar?
With us? Yeah, Reptar. Now what?
I don't know anything about VeggieTales Passover episode. I don't know nothing about Rugrats Passover episode.
Did you see they're remaking Rugrats?
I saw something in the animation. I didn't think I cared for it.
I thought it was, you know what, a fresh take. Good for them. Something different, something new.
I'm so fucking tired of everything being remade.
Yeah, I don't know if I needed Rugrats remake. But like, I appreciate the animation style. I thought, you know what? That's something different for the girls.
Maybe. Just everything's a remake and a redo.
Okay, Grandpa. Grandpa's got opinions this morning about, don't be ruining this. Don't be ruining that.
Why you gotta remake Rugrats? Why can't you just rerun Rugrats? Hmm. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Maybe it was broke. I don't know. I don't know.
Where's it going?
On Nickelodeon, for sure. I'm sure. I don't know.
Does Nickelodeon still exist?
I actually am not. I don't know what's going on. I don't know, and I don't care. You know what they're not remaking, but they're rebranding. You know what they're rebranding? I know it's
Cadbury
on your list of things
eggs?
To talk about. No, the potato, Mr. Potato Family, and
well, you can't
Mr.
call
potato
it Mr.
Head.
You can't call it Mr. Potato Family Head.
Why? What can you call it?
It's the potatoes.
Oh, is that what they're going by now?
They should go by Who's Your Spuddy. Kind of like Who's Your Buddy.
I got it. I got it, baby.
Why can't that be the Spud family?
The Spud family. I don't know. Well, I don't think Spud is
should be
like
called
a sexy. Spud is not sexy. Potato is sexy.
I wish they would have rebranded as a potato salad.
Ooh. Well,
Come get your potato salad family.
I just opened it in the article. They're doing a Potato Head rebrand, okay?
Yeah.
When do you think the Potato Heads came out?
The 60s.
The 50s. So it's been a minute. It feels a little what they did with Mr. Peanut.
That's what I was going to say all along. It's like baby peanut, and now there's a baby spud.
There is a baby, no, stop saying spud. The baby potato.
Is it a redskin?
I'm trying, I don't know if I, that feels, I don't know.
What
if,
kind of?
I don't know if I can determine if it's a red skin. Didn't,
what kind of potato is it?
It's a spud.
Oh, wow. Now look who comes crawling back to Spud.
I don't know. Okay, so there's like a whole family involved. There's one has a high pony.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not trying to gender the potatoes, but that one does have a high pony, and this one has a middle part.
Oh, everyone's got a butt cut.
Well, it's representation in potato media, finally. I think they're all gender neutral.
I'm growing out my hair. I'm going to get a high pony, too.
Okay, work, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call Jackie to get some scrunchies.
Okay, honey. Okay. Yeah, I think, you know what? If somebody can look at this baby potato and feel seen, then I guess good for them.
Do children look at baby potatoes and think, it me?
It sure was my body type. I don't know. I don't know.
Aren't we all just potatoes with arms and legs if you think about it?
Yes, perhaps.
Do humans taste better with sour cream? Are any of these baked potato families, are they baked or are they cooked or
it's
anything?
It's just
are
a straight up potato. It's just a straight up potato.
So they're not loaded baked potatoes like at Outback Steakhouse.
I don't know, baby. Here's the thing. The potato is the base level, and you can get different accessories to add to any potato to feminize, to masculinize, to accessorize, whatever the hell.
And you can mix and match.
Sure, baby.
Shouldn't that be how all the potatoes are all along?
I think it's a big metaphor for humankind.
I think, is this a good thing?
I don't know, but Mr. Potato...
The Republicans were still mad about it.
Of course they were. But the Mr. Potato Head, he's got a nice mustache. Something I never noticed before.
Really? What's it do? Does it curl under? Does it curl up?
It's bushy. It goes there. I think good for them. Good for them.
Is it thick?
Oh, it's pretty thick for a potato mustache, yeah, I would say. I would say... Anybody that's pissed about it, anybody that's pissed about like more inclusivity for like a set of potatoes that are married for no reason, like it's the type of person that's like, why are you sexualizing these potatoes and making them gay? Okay, well, they've already been sexualized because they were straight. They were married. So like, what's the issue, baby?
I just tried to Google to find this and I accidentally came across a different Mr. Potato Head, but they apparently had potato cats and potato dogs, too.
Well, okay.
I guess I would love to have been around in the 50s when they were like, what's a big toy that we can give everyone? And they thought, let's put...
At what point, yeah, this feels very along the lines of, what's that thing that you... It's like somebody's head and you water it. A chia pet.
Oh, yeah.
Like a potato pet head is like a chia pet is like a pet rock. Like, what the hell were people on in the 50s or the 60s or whatever the hell?
Listen, when I have children, they're all getting pet rocks. They're not getting any toys. They're not getting any electronics. They're just getting pet rocks.
Can't wait for your children. They're going to be spoiled rotten with stones.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hon, you need another rock? Let's go out in the backyard and find you one.
Okay. Hey. Should we talk about what had happened? I mean, it's the whole story has developed many times throughout this past week, but Lady Gaga's dogs.
Okay, yeah. Did you watch the video?
No, I didn't. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I just, because it's like, is it triggering in some way? It seems very upsetting to me. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I saw Lisa Vanderpump had like tweeted about it.
So if you don't know, Lady Gaga's dogs were stolen at gunpoint. The person was that was with the dogs was the dog walker for the dogs, and he was shot. I think four times. Is that correct?
That I don't know.
He's recovering. He's going to be fine. But like, what the fuck? This is a breed of dog that does get kidnapped and sold because it's like a nice, I guess, or exclusive kind of dog. I don't know.
But there's no way that people didn't know that those were Gaga's dogs.
That's what I said. But I mean, the assailants are still at large. So I don't know, as of us recording this, I don't know like the motive or if there was if it was connected to them knowing it was Lady Gaga's dogs or.
It absolutely had to have
been. I think obviously it is like how coincidental, but like it's not confirmed yet is what I'm saying.
I just had a lot of questions. Obviously it was like very sad. And when I watched the video, I was like, maybe I'm a bad.
What happened in the video?
Maybe I'm a bad person because I would have given up the dogs the second they asked for them.
What happened in the video?
They were all, give me your dogs. And the person was all, no. And then there was like a scuffle. And then they got shot because they weren't giving up the dogs right away.
Oh, my God. The video is actually of the like moment? Jesus.
Yeah, it was somebody's Ring doorbell like recording from across the street.
Oh. Oh, no. I mean, it makes, not to like center myself, but it does make me nervous to walk my dogs at night. This happened in my neighborhood.
That's what I wanted to say was, it was very dark and I couldn't tell if it was morning or night, but like, there's no way it wasn't completely targeted. There's no way that like somebody like knew for sure those were her dogs.
I don't know. It's scary. But the dogs are back in her possession, so all is restored. But like, what a fucking nightmare. I think it also happened on the very first day that she got to somewhere in Europe to start filming the next film she's working on. So like the very first day she got there was the day her dogs. So that makes me also think like of that feels targeted. Like she was out of the country. You know.
Yeah. Well, and like, that's what I said. It's like, I'm not saying it. I don't know. It's just like somebody knew something and they knew what time the people usually walk the dogs or something. Because it just all felt too premeditated and it's scary. It's dangerous. But I said all along, I'm like, who are these fucking idiots stealing dogs? And if they did know they were Gaga's dogs, it's like, you think she's just going to like write you a blank check and not like.
Well, she did say there was a reward and a woman got the dog, somehow came into possession of the dogs and got them back to Gaga. And I think she did get the reward. How does that work? How do you know that that person's not in on that?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I've seen too many movies, but that's what those are the dots I'm connecting.
I just, I would definitely be skeptical. It's like,
I need to know the whole story about how she came about the dogs.
I'm sure, well, I don't know. Who knows? It's just a little bit spooky. It's a little bit spooky. People that would kidnap dogs, like, what are you up to? Somebody that would shoot somebody for dogs, what are you up to?
And that's even further proof that they knew they were Gaga's dogs.
That's why the stakes high. If they were willing to shoot somebody for dogs, like what in the hell?
Because they knew the reward was going to be substantial. That's what I'm saying. There's no way. I don't know. It's just hard for me to imagine shooting a stranger over dogs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Crouton is worth priceless.
Yeah, I think I'm going to drive down from San Francisco to LA, but not tell you, and then stake out your neighborhood and then roll up in a mask when I see you walking Crouton and be all, give me that pup.
Well, I would hope you would have a mask on.
I was like, give me that pup.
You know
and
what?
I'll get one of those, those old guns that just like click and like the squirt gun? No. It's like a. It's like a little snapper gun, but it doesn't really shoot.
Well, we recently had a podcast sponsor that was a device that when you pull the end of it off, it creates like a siren noise and flashes lights. And I walk around with that now.
Yeah. It said in the instructions, you're supposed to hold it up to their face. It's loud and flashy.
I walk around with it at night because I'm like, I dare somebody. I'll make a conniption.
I know, it's loud and it doesn't shut off until you plug it back in.
Did you open? Did you take when you got yours? It's called She's Birdie, by the way. It was a podcast sponsor, so thank you, She's Birdie. We love you here at the podcast. But I actually definitely feel a lot more secure walking around the neighborhood with it now that, like,
I love that.
It's in my little fanny pack with, like, the dog poop bags and, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah, just get it out and have it in your hand.
Yeah. Anyway, I gave one to Nathan, too, because he was worried about it. He has one of those dogs.
Yeah.
So he's like, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, here, take this.
I hope you gave him like the pink one, a fun color.
I don't know what color I gave him. Anyway, I'm just happy to see the pups are back with where they need to be and they're safe and that the human that got shot is going to be fine.
That was my first instinct.
Imagine if you got shot that many times and everyone's making more of a deal to get about the dogs. I'd be like,
no, that's what I was. Well, that's what I was saying. I was more worried about him. And it's like, I don't know. I'm glad I've obviously never been in that situation. But I'm like, I guess if somebody jumped out and had a gun pointed at me, I would give them whatever they wanted.
Oh, but I would be so sad to give them crouton. I would be like, can I say goodbye first? Like, this, I would be, that is, I can't even imagine. Oh my God. That's like a child. That's somebody's child.
All you just need to say is, oh, hun, there's a tracker in that. So we're going to be able to track it no matter where he goes.
That's the bigger thing. Like, to me, the very first thing when I got crouton was like, making sure he has his microchip in. And I'm sure there's going to be people out there that are like, how dare you microchip a dog or blah, blah, blah. What? I don't know what people do.
Is that
people
like
are mad about certain, there's people out there that are mad about everything. So certainly somebody would be mad that I microchip my dog. But there's no doubt in my mind that Gaga's dog is microchipped is what I'm saying.
I would have microchipped my Mr. Potato Head.
Microchip me. I am microchipped. I have a phone. We're all microchipped. Anybody, girl, if you, the surveillance state, it's listening.
Well, I put a tile, you know, those like tile tracking devices. I've had
I
one
need
of those.
To do that.
I've had one of those on you for years.
Lucky you. So what? You know what?
Daddy's
when
always
I go
got,
to what?
Daddy's always got eyes on baby.
Cool. Hey, speaking of baby, guess who's having a baby?
Mr. Potato Head.
Yes, and?
Oh, yes, and?
Jim Chapman.
Oh, of YouTube fame?
Yes, honey.
Is it with Tanya Burr?
No, honey.
They got divorced?
Yes, honey.
Oh, my God.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
Nothing against either of them. I just haven't thought about them in a very long time.
Oof. Okay.
You think they've thought about me? They don't even know who I am.
Oh, damn. Okay, it'd be like that? Okay. Jesus. also, can we give a congratulations to a fellow podcaster who's in our, I would say, is in our cinematic universe.
Okay.
We are two podcasts live in the same cinematic universe. Grace Helbig is engaged.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations, Grace Helbig.
I liked, I commented, I heart emojied. I thought good for you, hon.
I thought that's going to be a fun wedding.
Well, she does love fun.
Yes. See, that's true. That's true. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Our little babies all grown up.
All these YouTubers, things are happening. And here you are with a dog.
And here I am playing Dream Daddy this week on Twitch.
Really?
I think so. Have you ever played it?
I think I saw about it, but I've never played it.
I need to, I still need to make my schedule for this week, but I think it's going to be added to my lineup for this week. That, and I'm going to play some more Dead by Daylight, more Fortnite, Animal Crossing tonight, I think. I'm very excited for.
Yay. You're going to see your world with no snow.
I have three movie updates for you.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got the text.
One of them you know.
I got the text.
What did the text, it was what?
Okay, wait. So here's the full story.
Yeah.
So my like next door neighbors who I'm friends with and hang out with, and they're in their like bubble. They bought my roommate one of these like giant squishy Chewbacca pillows. Have you ever? I don't even know what it's technically called, but it's really funny. They saw it at like Costco. And so then they were Googling the other night other critters that are giant squishy critters. And so then we were all like looking at them on our phone and being like, oh, what other kind do they have? Then they left and I had an email saying your order for critters. And I was super stoned. And I thought one of them ordered me one of these giant squishy pillows and had just like sent it to my address in my email. And I was so stony baloney trying to read the email, figuring out what was going on. And then I saw it was just you renting more movies under my account.
Yes. Okay. But then you got a Venmo. Did you not?
I did. I got Venmo for $4.
Mm-hmm. We rented the movie Critters. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't. That's one I haven't.
It was
it's not in my cinematic universe.
I think you would really enjoy it. It was it's like a family who there's
high camp.
It is. Yes. But I don't know if they're aware of it. It's an 80s movie where a family has these little alien critters that are, like the universe's most wanted type of aliens come to the planet, and they're like wreaking havoc in this like podunk town, and this family's going through it. And the critters are, they're all little hand puppets, but then
Did you guys whisper that's a puppet to each other?
Every time I said, that's a puppet. That is a puppet. But you know who's in the movie?
Connie Chung.
Close. Billy Zane.
From Titanic?
Yes, the only other time I've ever seen him. He's like a hot boyfriend of the daughter in the family, and he's got a ponytail.
Yum.
Those are my notes for that movie. And then I watched Coming to America.
Okay.
Have you seen
I've never it? Seen that one either.
Oh my God. I thought it was an instant classic, and I was like, okay, I understand why this is like a cultural moment.
They're making a sequel.
Oh my God, you need to watch it.
They're making a sequel.
Well, watch it because Louis Anderson is in it. And I loved him. Eddie Murphy was in it. He was pretty good. James Earl Jones was in it. And it was incredible. Better than him in Lion King.
Okay.
And so that was that. I liked it. It was funny. It was a fun flick.
All right. And the third one?
Earth Girls Are Easy. Have you ever heard of it? Have you ever seen it?
No. I can't believe you prioritized Critters and Earth Girls Are Easy over Labyrinth.
That's on the list. It's on the list. Earth Girls Are Easy. It was an experience. It's these three aliens that come to Earth because they're using a telescope to check out. Do you know who Gina Davis is?
Yeah. League of Their Own. Grey's Anatomy.
I gotta say, I've been watching these movies, and she apparently was big during all of these when these movies
yes,
were happening.
Hun.
Well, she was very out of my radar before, and now she's very on my radar now. And I have to say, every time I see her in a movie, I dislike her performance every time.
I thought she was incredible in A League of Their Own, but to be fair, I didn't love her stint on Grey's Anatomy.
Well, in like, Earth Girls Are die? Easy, I was like, I have never seen an actress give less of an effort. I was like, not having it. And if there's Gina Davis fans out there listening to the pod, please let me know in the Discord in the movie section what movie that she's good in that I should watch, because maybe I need to dabble there. Everybody has bad movies.
Have you ever seen Harry and the Hendersons?
No. Should that be on my list?
Put it on the list.
Well, Earth Girls Are Easy, I think you should watch. It's a trio of aliens. Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
Is it Wayne or Wayans? Wayans.
Wayans.
Wayans. Oh, it's Wayans?
Yeah.
Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey. And they're all so young.
Dang.
And it was very good. There were music dance numbers in the middle of it. There was.
Should we make a sequel?
It was kind
Earth
of like
Boys Are Easy.
I would watch that. It was like a musical kind of. There was like dance breaks and like songs. It was very strange. The 80s were weird, baby.
They sure were.
Anyway, Jeff Goldblum fucked Gina Davis, alien style.
Spoiler.
Well, you know, you saw it coming if you were watching.
Really? They showed it that? They showed that part?
Yeah, and the sex was, it was like...
You didn't even get it.
If what?
You said you saw it coming.
Oh, I saw it coming.
Said they showed that part?
It was giving me, you know, an Avatar when they put their tails together and the tails like...
Not really. Does that happen in Avatar?
Yeah, that's how they have sex. Their tails like swallow each other.
Are they having a sequel to that?
The Squeakquel. Yeah, I'm very excited for it.
Avatar.
They're making like 4 sequels for Avatar. You know that, baby.
It's been 20 years since the first one.
Yeah, I know. And I'm very excited. I'm going to be front row. Anyway, so those are the movies that I watched this week. I recommend all 3. Critters was fine if you're stoned. Earth Girls was easy if you don't mind Gina Davis. And Coming to America was good, period.
I love it. I didn't watch any movies this week.
Cool, cool. This week, I think I am going to watch all of WandaVision, though, in time for the finale.
People are really loving it.
I haven't seen any of it, but now I'm like, you know what? I should get into that.
It's
People
having
seem to
its
love it.
Cultural moment.
Aren't we all?
Well, you know, the kids love
Wanda.
Marvel.
Oh.
Everyone loves Marvel.
I'm not into that gig, but whatever. Whatever maybe people like, sure.
Maybe you'll love the WandaVision.
Maybe. We'll see.
Hmm.
I'll let you know next week.
Well, great. I can't wait. I'll be on the edge of my seat edging.
Okay. Well, Corey, I think that's all we have for today.
I think so too.
Do you have anything to say?
No, just that I love everyone. Mm. And I love you too, little pig.
Mm.
Not you snorting. Are you excited to let Crouton out of his timeout?
Yeah, he's not in the timeout. He's just taking a nap. He's chilling.
Oh, I could use a nap.
Well, baby, the time has come. Where the can people find you? In your bed taking a nap?
They can find me in my made bed taking a nap on top of the made bed with no blankets.
Mm. Cool. You can find me. You can find me undercover on a message board hating on Gina Davis just with an anonymous username.
Well, you should know that she doesn't spell it the traditional way.
How do you spell anything a traditional way in Gina Davis?
Well, most people, how would you spell Gina?
Well, here it is in my notes, G-I-N-A.
Exactly, that's wrong. She spells it G-E-E-N-A, Gina.
Oh, honey.
And only a true fan knows that. I knew
that's
in my
why
head,
I don't know it.
I knew in my head you had it spelled wrong.
Mm, well, what a beautiful time we've had.
I can't believe you're going to show up to the Gina Davis hate board and say, I hate G-I-N-A.
They're going to think I'm talking about Rodriguez or what else? Or maybe
Gershwin.
an abbreviated way to say vagina.
Gina from the Housewives of Beverly, or no, OC.
Hey, did you see they're doing like a crossover, whatever the hell?
Yeah, I'm
Do you
wet.
Like that or
I'm
do you hate
so,
that?
I'm so fucking wet for that. Oh. I'm excited, but I just know they're going to pick all the housewives that are annoying. Because people tell me I like the boring ones because I don't like the ones that fight. So if they're doing a mashup of all the housewives, you know they're just going to pick the 8 that fight the most.
Well, is it announced which ones are involved?
You know the gay Twitterverse is speculating. Mm. So I've heard they're just taking 2 girls from New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, and Beverly Hills so that like everyone has a friend. So it's like 2 from each of those seasons. So they all have like one person that they do know well.
Is it like is it just like put them together and see what happens, or is there some type of competition element? What's going on?
No, no, no. They're getting them like a nice house in the tropics somewhere for like 2 weeks in April, or I don't know, 3 weeks in April, and they're just filming 10 episodes of them like hanging out and being drunk on vacation.
Well,
be fair, when the Housewives, like each franchise has a season, like they do a trip each season where they go somewhere. Mm. And it's like when you trap all 6 to 8 of them in a room, that's usually when they fight because they're all like, this is my room and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But no, I'm ready for it.
Well, good for
I'm
you.
Here.
Congratulations, Corey.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the big news for me. Everything I wanted for my birthday.
Oh, your birthday's? Wait, is your by next week, your birthday will... What's
next Tuesday? My birthday's on Sunday, so yeah, you're gonna...
Well, happy early birthday, Corey.
I'm gonna be a year older next time we do this.
Can't wait. Everyone maybe, give Corey some birthday
maybe
love.
Maybe even a year wiser. Doubt cool. it, though. Great.
Well, it's been real. See you next week.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
Love you later.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.